You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
This bar is tended by the founders of the American Association of Whiskey Peeps. The statue-loving historian himself, Trico, brings you the facts one indictment at a time. Foxy Babe Steph keeps the boys in line, and of course the color man Big Dev and his old Roman mind. So fill your glass with rye and raise it up on high, cause this is your shot of history.
Welcome back to Shot of History. I'm your co-host, Rick.
I'm Stephanie.
And I'm the color man Big Dev.
Tee.
Always with the teehee. It's not genuine anymore.
I was watching to see if he looked over. I'm like,
you're trying to get his attention. Yeah. Like, hey.
Trying to get him to notice me.
Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't look at you the same anymore.
I know.
The magic is gone.
Yeah,
these eyes cry every night for you.
It's so true.
It is.
We laugh because it's true. Yeah. So what are we talking about today?
Today, we're going to talk about, we're going to do some Russian history and talk about Catherine the Great.
Ooh. Sweet.
Mm-hmm. The great horse lover.
The great, wait. Catherine the Great horse lover.
Like, was she a lover of horses or a lover of horses?
Allegedly, she loved the horses.
She had a lot of lovers, though. She was notorious for like banging.
Catherine and the Stud.
She's like notorious for like banging like a bunch of dudes, and like some of her children are probably illegitimate. Mm-hmm. I think her oldest son, there was like a question about him being illegitimate.
Yeah. Paul the First.
Yeah, and apparently she treated her lovers very well during and after they were done being lovers.
Like, as you should, ladies, if you're listening.
Yeah, like she gave him like land and like slaves. She's like, here, take some slaves.
I barely get a sandwich.
Right? And when you get a sandwich, it's just like she just kind of shoves like some bread and meat at you. Yeah. And like, make it yourself. I did my part.
Gives him a skein of wool to knit his own towel.
Here's some cotton balls. Clean up. Get out of here. Leave the money on the dresser.
Anyway, sorry. I just thought that was interesting.
Yeah,
she was a good to her lovers. So good on, good on you, Catherine.
Yeah.
But this is Russian history. But the strange thing is that she's not actually Russian.
Nope.
She married into. She married into being Russian.
Her and her husband, neither one of them were Russian, and they were like in charge of Russia for a while.
Yeah. And, how does that happen?
Interesting, you should ask. All right. So once upon a time in Russia, basically I'm going to start with like the Russian Tsar baby.
Russian Tsar baby.
The Russian
Tsar
baby.
Where this is going.
Yeah.
What was his name? Oh, Ivan the Sixth, if I did my Roman numerals right. It might be Ivan the Fourth because I can't read it.
Is the one before or after the V?
I wrote it after, but they're...
Well, then it would be six.
They're all kind of leaning.
Yeah.
He was a Russian Tsar baby. He was like a couple months old, became Tsar of Russia. And, you know, the Russian guys are like, is not wolf, is good leader. So they just went with it because they're like, you know, they're like, cool, it's a baby. you know, he was a baby and stuff. And then his cousin, Elizabeth of Russia, she was like, oh, hell no. So... She kind of overthrew the baby, which wasn't hard.
That has to be super easy. Like, you just put the baby in a different room, and, like, you're done.
She just comes in, flips the cradle.
She just gave it a set of keys and occupied itself. She kind of took over Russia, but she's like, well, I can't kill this baby. Even I'm not that, like, mean. So, she had him imprisoned and was told the guards, like, anyone comes to try and get this baby out of here, kill the baby. So, and then she became ruler of Russia. That's how they do.
I'd love to hear the conversation with the guards of, like, so what crime did this baby commit? mass titicide or something? I mean, what can a baby do?
Murdering them titties.
That poor baby. That's so sad. All he did was be born.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That was his crime. Yeah.
They don't play in Russia. So, yeah, she was in charge and everything, and she liked drinking and whatnot. And so she's like, well, I need an heir, but I don't want to get knocked up because, you know, I'm busy ruling Russia. And she just didn't want to do it. So she's like,
I ain't got time to be on my back and mess with that shit.
I'm busy. I have a job.
And so she's like, well, I'll just pick an heir. So she picked Peter the Third. Who was German, wasn't even from Russia. And, you know, I figure she's probably like, hey, you want to be a ruler of Russia? And he's probably like, yeah, dude, that sounds sweet. All the Russian rulers die of old age. Like, nothing bad ever happens. There's no wolves that are going to eat me and shit. So, like, sure, I'll go over there and be ruler of Russia. And so he came over there, and then she's like, all right, so I need him to get married and have a son so there's another heir. So then she called up old Catherine the Great, and
good old Catherine.
Yeah. And, she was German too. And she was from a noble family that was connected and stuff, like good breeding, but they didn't have any money. So they're like,
they were,
yeah,
they were connected. So clearly good breeding.
Yeah. Good breeding. Yes.
And, she was like, yeah, I'll go over there. It sounds like a sweet deal, dude. I'm going to be like Queen of Russia one day. All you gotta do is marry this Peter guy. So her and Peter get married. Peter had no interest in, like, banging her at first. Like, their wedding night, nothing happened. He played with, like, his action figures, and he liked to dress up as, like, a soldier and play army with his little army men and stuff, like G.I. Joes. And she's like, are you freaking kidding me? Like, and
would you like to see my toys?
That's my kind of man right there. Yeah. I'm like, hell yeah, I want to see your toys. You got any Transformers?
Let's get it on.
You know, say, it's on now.
And so he was all about Germany, you know. He's like, no, Germany's awesome. I hate Russia. Screw Russia, which sucks because he was like going to be the ruler of Russia one day. And Catherine's like, well, she tried to play her cards right because, you know, back then things could go horribly wrong, especially in Russia. So she was like, I love Russia. I'm changing my name to a Russian name. I'm learning Russian. Love Russia. Don't kill me. Don't feed me to wolves. And
it always comes
Putin.
Back to the wolves.
Yeah. My picture Rush is just all snow and wolves.
Even back like, then, it was Hail Putin.
Hail Putin. And so she was all about Russia. He hated Russia. They couldn't, you know, like she couldn't knock him up because he didn't care, you know.
And, she couldn't knock him up.
Yeah. This is starting out like a bad junior reference.
And then
Arnold shows up and he gets pregnant in his
plate. He was a very attractive pregnant man.
Yeah.
He looked good. He carried it well.
Yeah. And his brother was Danny DeVito.
I love those two together.
Yeah.
Twins was the shit.
Best comedic duo ever. So, yeah, like, you know, she wasn't getting knocked up, and Queen Elizabeth was like, you need to get knocked up. We need another heir. You need to do this, or I'm shipping you off, you know? So she's like, damn, I need to make this happen. So she kind of got an okay to take a lover.
Was it Grigory Rasputin?
It was allegedly there's like a couple different people that
if it was Grigory Rasputin, the horse loving would make sense, because apparently he, you know, had a monster cock. And his penis was big too.
So yeah, she, you know, took a lover. So I believe the lover was Sergei Saltykov, something like that.
Sergei.
So, and it was okay, but it still had to be kind of kept under wraps, you know. But a lot of sources say the Queen Elizabeth knew about it, and she was just like, I don't care. We just need another kid.
Yeah. Just pop one out by anybody.
Yeah.
Do what you got to do.
Do your thing. So, yeah, but eventually she got Peter II to get with her, too, to kind of cover it up. Like, he's going to know if we've never had sex and I get pregnant. You know? Like, he loves his action figures, but he knows a little something about reproductive systems. So, so she started getting with him, too. So they're not sure. She had a son named Paul I, and they're not sure if it was Peter's or Sergei's or... one source said,
some
like,
some random dude,
random dude. Pizza delivery man. One source said it might even be Gregory Orloff, but like he didn't really come around until I think after the kid was born. So I'm not even sure who the dad's.
And they didn't have Maury Povich back then. Yeah. Again, so it always comes back to Maury Povich.
Always. So, you know, things are looking a lot better for, you know, they had a son, which was like really sweet. Every noble wanted to have a son and whatnot for inheritance sake and whatnot. And so everything's going smooth. Queen Elizabeth dies and Peter, well, like Russia's in the middle of like this huge war of Prussia, right? And they're getting ready to win. Queen Elizabeth dies, but Peter the third is all about Prussia and Germany and everything. So he kind of calls a truce. He like, you know, gives like a lot of the land back to him and everything. So most of the guys in Russia, especially the Imperial Guard, was like, dude, fuck this Peter guy. we just fought like this huge battle.
Yeah. We were winning.
Yeah. And so one of the generals and war heroes was Gregory Orloff, and he was like in charge of the Imperial Guard and everything. And there was like five Orloff brothers, and they were all like, you know, huge in the military and all like war heroes. So they got really pissed off because they're like, are you kidding me, dude? We fought all these battles and you're giving all this stuff back to Prussia. And so they weren't happy. And Catherine was like, man, Peter is going to get rid of me because he didn't even want me to begin with. So strategically, she started hooking up with Gregory Orloff so that, you know, she had friends in the...
Making connections.
Yeah.
With her vagina.
Yeah. The best kind of connections.
Oh, I've only got this one bargaining chip. Whatever could I do? Oh, I know.
Ding, ding, ding. Yes.
We'll call her the enlightened one for nothing.
Right?
So yeah, and it helped out because he was in charge of the Imperial Guard, and you know, like a lot of Roman history teaches us, you want to be best friends with like the Imperial Guard because they're the ones that pretty much help you overthrow rulers or keep you in charge if you are a ruler. So yeah, she started hooking up with him, and they overthrew Peter the Third, and Catherine the Great became like Tsarina of Russia.
I could see how that conversation went one night in bed and be like, look, if you want to keep getting this fine ass pussy, all right. Peter's going to kick me to the curb. And, so,
yeah. And Peter ended up getting murdered.
Allegedly, the report was he died of hemorrhoids.
Yeah, no, but that's what the report says. Yeah. There's
Andy would know.
They're
about
saying that,
that
Alexei Orlov, the brother of Catherine's current lover Gregory, did it.
Yes.
So apparently she didn't know about it.
I didn't know about those plausible, killer hemorrhoids.
Plausible deniability, you know. Yeah. So yeah, that was a thing that happened.
Yes.
She couldn't just let him go away.
Yeah.
No, we gotta murder that fucker. Like, that's gotta happen.
She infected him with hemorrhoids.
Can you die of hemorrhoids? Is that a thing?
I don't see how. Like, I don't know, man.
I would think you probably could.
I'm gonna Google it. Let's keep talking.
All right, cool.
And I'm gonna.
I mean, because I mean, hemorrhoids is really just a bulging vein, right?
Yeah.
So I mean, it could blow and you could bleed out, I guess.
Well, I'm finding it right now. I if they ever sell my internet browser history, it's going to say, can you die of hemorrhoids? And people will just assume that I have them. I'm good, guys. So far, so good.
Oh, man, I've got a story about hemorrhoids. for another show.
For the show that's all about hemorrhoids.
Yeah, it's just the hemorrhoid episode.
The history of hemorrhoids. Yeah.
Come back next week when we talk about the history of hemorrhoids. Who's had them? Who wants them? And
who's had
who needs them?
Right? Yeah.
And how to get him if you really want them.
Yeah. So yeah, Catherine the Great becomes ruler of Russia, and she's living it up. Everything's going pretty smooth. There was a Cossack that was trying to take over, but eventually she died of a stroke, and her son Paul the First, who she was kind of estranged from because Elizabeth pretty much raised Paul, becomes ruler, and everyone's like, "You don't know who your daddy is, ha ha ha," and he's like, "Oh yeah, well I do." So
yeah, so like, suck it.
Yeah.
Did you get the answer you were expecting?
No, I clicked on something that says, like, can you die from getting hemorrhoids? And then it was on answer.com.
Oh.
And like the thing at the top just says, where can you get a hemorrhoid? Like, I mean, maybe they're asking, like, where on your body
on
can you get it?
I'm
or like, maybe they're talking about, like, where can I go find a hemorrhoid? Like, it's just,
where can I get a hemorrhoid right now?
I'm in dire need.
You got to go on the dark internet and go on dark eBay and they have them there for sale. But yeah, so then turns out everybody died eventually, and yeah, that was the end of Russia.
And then Russia just, everything just exploded. Well, and
yep. The wolves ate everyone. Got really cold. The end. And then Putin. The end.
And then Putin.
And then,
yeah.
Kill Putin. And the end of America.
Yeah.
Not the end of Russia, the end of America.
So yeah, and allegedly somewhere when she was in charge and whatnot, she got with some horses.
Yeah, but okay, mm-hmm. so
explain how this comes up.
Yeah. And,
I mean, because you don't just get with a horse. Like, that's
there's some seduction involved.
You're like, yeah. Hey baby, how you doing?
That's premeditated, or you're traveling to like Tijuana.
I'm Googling, how do you get with a horse?
Oh, man, your browser history is going to be so money.
Yes.
Supposedly someone found her in a compromising thing with a horse.
Well, just because she was, like, naked in the hay doesn't mean she was screwing no horse.
Exactly. She fell off of it when she was riding naked. And found underneath it.
Yeah, yeah. She was very naked riding the horse, fell off, and then was underneath of it.
Yeah.
And stimulating it.
And the horse always runs around with a giant boner. Yeah. That's how horses do in Russia.
They're always just rock hard. Ready to go.
There's this amazing article called Horsing Around with Catherine the Great.
Dude, yes.
Wait. That is pretty fantastic.
That is so, so funny. And it starts off, you know, by talking about like the misogynist rumors about a lot of female leaders, which is true.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of rumors. Like, I mean, like Elizabeth Bathory apparently like murdered all these people and like took baths in their blood. And there's no logical proof that that happened.
Yeah.
It's a story. And they did this with a lot of women who took power because you know, it made them seem less credible.
Yeah.
So I'm going to continue.
Or more
reading.
Badass.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the horse thing, I don't know if that makes you seem more badass.
I don't know if you've seen a horse's penis.
I haven't. I don't want to. I have no desire to see
it's
that.
Pretty impressive. just know that it's pretty impressive.
I feel
very
like
envious of horses.
If you can survive doing that, you're probably like inhuman. That's all I'm saying.
They sell t-shirts. I survived horse dong. All I got was this t-shirt.
Horse dong 2017. Yeah.
Hail Putin.
Yeah. Well, do you have anything else that you want to talk about on Catherine the Great?
That's all I got so far. You know, I guess when she was a ruler, she didn't go after Prussia. She went after the Ottoman Empire to kind of increase her borders, because when you're a Russian leader, that's what you do.
Well,
and Yeah. I guess she was pretty good. She tried to bring in like some enlightenment and, you know, try and make it like a legit, like, hey, we're like really smart and classy over here in Russia. And there's no wolves going to eat you.
Well, so. she founded the first state-financed higher education institution for women. So, I mean,
yeah,
she know what it'd be.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So, I guess this is where the rumor came from about the horse thing.
Of horse.
So, I guess some English travel writers had reported that in the West,
it's always the English.
The people and
they like to start shit.
The people in Russia like enjoyed not only beer and bread, but the Russian peasants habitually enjoyed sodomy with horses.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, and apparently Catherine was very good at horseback riding, and she rode horses a lot, but she would ride them like a man. She would straddle the horse like a man and not like the side saddle, like feminine version. Yeah. So they're thinking like that might be where that rumor came from.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
Is this the same way that the sheep shagger thing came about? Because, oh, you know, if you get caught fucking a sheep, it's a lot less penalty than if you're actually stealing the sheep.
Which is so screwed up, right?
Yeah. Hey, stop fucking those sheep. Get out of here.
Oh, my word. So basically, I think it was just men trying to take her down a peg or two and tarnish her.
She's trying to grind a ball on the back of that horse and people blowing it all out of proportion.
You know, apparently she had plenty of regular lovers of the non-horse variety. So I feel like she did all right for herself. She didn't need to like equate or like she didn't need to like take that leap into horses. She did well, even though these photographs of her as she aged do not look very appealing. But, you know, I think most people probably didn't look very appealing back then.
Exactly.
It was not a good time to be alive.
Or Russian.
Yeah, there were a lot of wolves, I hear. Yeah.
So many wolves.
All over. None of the wolves.
Hey, but they had vodka and a lot of it, that's always good.
Definitely.
Keep you warm in those long Russian winters, which basically last all year.
Right.
Those 12-month long Russian winters.
So long. So long. Mm-hmm. I really would love to go to Russia someday and look at the architecture. And I don't know, there's some places I'd like to visit. My my grandfather is Russian, but he was adopted by my Hungarian grandmother.
Really?
Great-grandmother. Mm. Yeah. So I thought I didn't realize I was Russian until I found out that he was adopted and he found out that he found his family and they were actually from Russia.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather looked like Count Dracula.
Awesome.
Like he looked just so severe in the face, but then he got a tan and I'm like, you just look weird. Like, you don't look like Dracula anymore. You look like Dracula, like had to go on vacation and he got a sunburn, you know, like. I don't know, but yeah, I'd love to go to Russia someday.
Pretty sure Dracula's sunburn would be fatal.
Yeah. I said he looked like him, not that he was him. So, I mean, he's passed on now and he died of cancer, so not a stake through the heart.
Yeah.
So, I'm pretty sure he wasn't actually Dracula.
Allegedly, it was cancer.
Allegedly, he died of hemorrhoids. I still haven't found anything on that. I'm a little disappointed.
Oh.
I know. I tried, guys. I tried. I'm going to have to talk to a medical doctor. Be like, hey,
just wondering.
I'm going to go on WebMD right now and see if there's a live chat.
On WebMD, of course they're going to say you can die of hemorrhoids. Yeah.
You can die of everything on WebMD. Yeah. You have a cough. Oh, you're dying.
Yeah.
You're like the end pregnancy. You're dead.
And you're dead.
Yep.
You have bubonic plague. Yeah. You're going to die.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
All right. Well, if that's it, I think it's time to...
pop out the plugs.
Awesome.
And Trico, why don't you start?
Cool. Go on to historytees.net. Use promo code SOH16 and get yourself a sweet, sweet history tee. And if you want something cool for your listening eyes, go on to audible.com, use our link, and get you a membership and do some books and whatnot. And that's all I got.
All right.
I'm cutting down.
There you go. Nice. Take it down a notch.
Cut it back a little bit.
Yeah.
Steph?
Check out my website, stephaniemenard.com, for all your Stephanie Menard needs. Also, issues 1 and 2 of Psychopath, were approved for Comixology, so they will be up soon. I'm just waiting for them to tell me that they're available for purchase. So look for that in the near future. They were actually a lot faster than everybody was like, oh, it takes forever. And I got my approval in like a week.
Nice. Oh, impressive.
So, yeah.
Because the comics are so good. They're like, we totally have to have these. okay. And also listen to my other podcast, The Way Station, here at Podcast Detroit. And check out all the other great shows here because there's a lot of good ones. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Awesome. Well, for me this week, I'm going to plug the Snake Oil Empire. Yes. Snake Oil Comics, Snake Oil Horror.
Snake Oil Food.
Yeah. pretty soon, probably. Yeah.
Snake Oil Hemorrhoid Ointment. Yeah. Yeah. We're branching out.
Yeah. Snake Oil Hemorrhoids.
Snake Oil Hemorrhoids.
Ooh, that'd be good.
This is, I just got a picture in my head because I know who else on some of these shows. I'm like, oh, man, now I'm going to picture them all with hemorrhoids. Great.
Awesome.
you know, every week we say fuck Steve because fuck Steve. And I'd like to give a big shout out to the boys over at Salty Language. They're coming up on their 300th episode.
What?
Yeah.
That's
pretty
awesome.
Soon. So we'll have to maybe record something and shoot it over to them. And I think that's it. Cool. That's all I got.
Oh, really quick. I want to thank the Falling Down Beer Company. Yesterday we did the Way Station Live there for their 4th anniversary. It was a crazy huge party. They're one of our sponsors here for the network. They hook us up with amazing beer and met the owner, super nice guy. So I want to say thank you for just like letting us hang out yesterday and letting us drink all your delicious beer. We appreciate you.
Cool. Awesome.
Also, there's a Kickstarter for a movie I wrote, UFO The Otis Files. Go on Kickstarter, throw some money at that. You'll be glad you did. It's really super funny, and it's sure to win an Emmy or something. So
we're going to win all the Emmys.
All the Emmys. And
I smell an Oscar run.
Could be. Yeah.
David Hayes, he's going to get it. He's going to get Best Actor.
Yes. They're saying it's the best film ever made, and how?
Owl, Michigan.
all right. Awesome.
Cool. So until next time, I'm Trike.
I'm Stephanie.
And I'm the Color Man Big Diff.